is a presentation at the Pacific Cultural Center, SoCal, Santa Cruz, California, May 11th, 1996, the Srila Prabhupada Centennial Celebration.
Surya Gita Jnana Pradayine Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishevine Radha Krishna Padamboja Vringaya Gurave Namaha. I would like to read the English translation. I offer my humble obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is Krishna's beloved associate and who came down to this plane from Goloka, taking the order of His Guru on His head. He is Shaktyavesha, empowered, avatar of Nityananda Prabhu, personified. He distributed the Hare Krishna mantra all over the eastern and western world, delivering and uplifting all fallen souls. He is the best of millions of Jagat Gurus because He is the personification of divine mercy. He has distributed the sweet nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam and the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. He is constantly engaged in exclusive devotional service to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I offer my humble obeisances unto Srila Prabhupada, who is like a bumblebee, always tasting the nectar of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. This verse is written by our special guest speaker today, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Maharaj. I consider him, although he will say no, Mahabhagavata. He is Patita Pavana Jagat Guru. He is the offspring, the special gift to the world of His Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and my Gurudev, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I have already given my children to Him. I have already given my life to Him and His service, as I consider Him non-different from my Gurudev. And I would like to now, at this time, first call upon my godbrother. No? Directly? I would like to, at this time, not call upon my godbrother, as everyone is very anxious to hear from Srila Govinda Maharaj. Our Dandabad Pranams to all of the Vaishnavas, and we please ask you now if you will enlighten us on this auspicious day about the importance in our lives, past, present, and future, of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Govinda Maharaj. Ki!
Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur ki jai.
Abhava Srila Mahaprabhu ki jai. Rupa Gurubhadda ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. All the assembled devotees ki jai.
Jai Srila Prabhupada Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Centennial
festival. Kija, Gaur Prabhanande,
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरातिशे नमः। आई एम फीलिंग वेरी फॉर्चुनेट एंड ऑल्सो ऑनर्ड टुडे दिस प्रभुपाद सेंटिनियल festival assembled here so many Vaishnavas, highly qualified and formed religious preachers and devotees of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Everybody is so qualified, but I have no quality and qualification. Especially English is your mother tongue. Prabhupada is from the Prabhupada's literature. You can collect many things, but I have no that capacity. But you are so affectionate and merciful to me, especially this day. Sripad Pushta Krishna Prabhu invited me to speak something in English language. I cannot say no. That is, I have got charge to preach Krishna consciousness from my Guru Maharaj, and also request of the Vaishnavas, that is Guru's order. This is my feelings. I know I cannot speak nicely in English language, but I have got some consciousness from my Gurus. When I was very young, that time I joined in the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj, and that time Srila Guru Maharaj living in Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada's house. There was two houses, one he given to Guru Maharaj, upstairs two rooms for preaching. Actually, Prabhupada Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he wants to organize another big mission in the name of Saraswati Thakur and Mahaprabhu, headed by Srila Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj, he himself told, "I am back pusher man." He do not taken that position. But their intimate relationship and friendship was very close, and through that Guru Maharaj cannot deny to stay in his house. And Prabhupada Srila Swami Maharaj, every day when Guru Maharaj living in Calcutta, every day coming for discussion, discourses, many things. Very intimate relationship I have seen. And when I am learning Sanskrit, studying Sanskrit in Calcutta, that time Guru Maharaj may be in Navadvip, and he ordered me, you must learn Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Srila Swami Maharaj. That is, he that time translating Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and also any question or any difficulty I shall get, he will give his affectionate help to me. And that way, actually, I handed over in Calcutta in the hand of Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj. This Prabhupada, that time Prabhupada was not used for Srila Swami Maharaj. It was only for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj was Grihastha that time. That this is the centennial festival.
Centennial year.
Centennial year, and arranged by Sripad Pushta Krishna Prabhu as glorification of Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
Lack of my English language, sometimes I shall miss. Forgive my offenses. Anyhow, but later I have got much opportunity to associate with His Divine Grace, and I am going for some collection. Many problems come from other religious persons, and when I am feeling very sad, Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada has given me much nourishment. Even my morning breakfast sometimes I am taking in his room, and he is asking me, what you've taken today? I am normally taking muri, fried rice, and Prabhupada hating me,
puffed rice,
and Prabhupada telling me, you are cheating every day your stomach. That was his expression. And I have seen every day he is taking some luchi, aloo fried potato, puri. What is puri? But that was not puri, that was luchi. Very fine maida. It is made by maida. White flour. Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj always helping me. Anyhow, that time we cannot think that this person one day will take the position of world guru. But very affectionate and too much enthusiastic for preaching. That was my feelings, and I have got much inspiration from His Divine Grace. I do not want to collect money. I want to collect, but cannot beg to others. But Prabhupada always giving me some nourishment. And Guru Maharaj also. When Guru Maharaj is present there, he is giving me that nourishment. You can say to who is the Mother Kali's devotee, they are fighting with me. And Prabhupada, varieties way, joking, je if you are a very faithful devotee of Mother Kali, what you will get finally? His associates you will be finally. Then where you will live, what you will eat, who will be your associates. This way, joking, you must live in cremation field. There will be many ghostesses, ghosts and many things. And what you will eat, the blood of the sun, Mother Kali's Mundamala you have seen. That Mundamala, whose Mundamala? Garden of skulls of the Asuras. And she is killing them. But she is mother killing her own son. This is the mother's style. And if he wants to be her associate, you can be that. We have no objection. But our Krishna living in the Vrindavan Dham, there is so many girlfriend, so much cheese, milk, sundaes,
butter,
many things, there fruits, sweets. We shall eat, we shall play with the cowherd boy, and there is Jamuna Pulin, there's nice decorated the gardens, beautiful forest, there is cows, as many things as described in Vrindavan. And we will be parts of the associates of Krishna, that position we will get. So what you like, you can do as you like. This way he is giving very good nourishment to me. Anyhow, that his style was very simple style. I cannot believe that this person shown his form as Jagat Guru. When I met with Srila Prabhupada 1973 for inauguration of Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, inauguration. That time Srila Prabhupada taken Guru Maharaj there, and Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada given lecture, and also they both told, oh Govinda Maharaj, you give some speech. I not was prepared. But when they ordered me, I given some lecture. The first it's come in my mind, ye kaṁ prati kathayo tu mīse sampati kova apartiti māyātu gopati taraya kunje gopapadhuti bitaṁ brahma. Whom shall I tell and who will believe it? Ye, I stayed with this great personalities in their house. I have seen many things there. And today he is seated in Jagat Guru's asan, and all over the world now chanting by his grace the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna. It is impossible to believe. But no other way, that is with him, that time assembled maybe thousands of the devotees in Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. Almost there are 300-400 Western devotees. And Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada's relation was very close and intimate. But Guru Maharaj was shown as so poor sannyasi. The Prabhupada first not wrote to Guru Maharaj, I am going with some devotee in India. This is first time you arrange some reception like that. But he not first told to Guru Maharaj. He told his many rich god brothers, but they not happily response, given response.
They didn't reply.
Then he wrote me a simple letter. I am going. Can I stay there? And I happily, Guru Maharaj told, yes, yes. We have one small house, but nice house. And Guru Maharaj said, you arrange that house for Srila Swami Maharaj. And I am feeling so fortunate that first time I arrange the citizens' reception, whole Navadvip citizen, great, great Pandit there, in the name of Guru Maharaj, they come in that meeting. And that time, Sri Achyutananda Prabhu and Sri Ramanuj Prabhu was with Srila Prabhupada. And that is very happy day that passed. But now everybody knows the glories of Srimad Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu all over the world. That is my experience. Prabhupada many times, three times, he told me, oh Govinda Maharaj, you come with me, I shall show which way our preaching program going all over the world. That time Guru Maharaj showing sick, then I cannot come out, but Guru Maharaj also was enthusiastic to send with him, but I cannot come. That is, I have responsibility for Guru Maharaj's health and mort mission. But I told Srila Prabhupada, I am white cloth and you are sannyasi, and which I shall stay with you. I cannot understand their language, anything, but I need to stay with you, but which way I shall stay with you? And Prabhupada said, I shall take you suited, booted. You don't feel shy. As you are, I shall take you. That was his expression. And why he wants to take me, that his expression is this. Srila Guru Maharaj, he cannot go out of India, and he is only hearing, but how much his preaching progressment, Guru Maharaj cannot see through his own eyes, but through me, he will get the final and details report about his preaching in the West. That was his desire. But later, it's fulfilled by his grace. We must say, today what we are seeing here, so many Western devotees, many with tilaka, many gentlemen and ladies here present, they are all worshipable mood, hearing from the devotees, from me, about the glory of Guru Gauranga. It was impossible to think that time. No one can believe it. Je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's religion within few years this way will be spreaded all over the world. But it's happened now. No one can deny. But which way it's happened, you know that history. Not necessary to explain that. Alone, he come in the Western world and tried so hard. And all the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, she have got this pranam mantra, what Sripad Pushta Krishna Prabhu recited. That pranam mantra when composed, I think it is very appropriate. and very nice. And it is really his identification in this mundane world. Now we are seeing that only his mercy given us entrance in this egoist Western world. You know, India was poor country, and that time it was very poor when Prabhupada came. After that, now India have got much wealth and material wealth. Also, many scientists of India, they are now living. That all is materialist. But materially India was poor that time. And no one will hear from any Indian. But his power was unbelievable. That is, Guru Maharaj said, it is not possible by any one man to preach this Krishna consciousness. Only it is Nityananda Prabhu himself can do it. And Nityananda Prabhu means he is non-different from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhus have no different existence. Actually, he is Chaitanya Maya. And Mahaprabhu's mercy that come through his divine grace. What can I say more? Krishna himself can give his own self through his devotee. Mahaprabhu come in this world, he is non-different form of Radha Govinda, wants to test his own ecstatic devotional mood and wants to bestow his mercy through Nam Sankirtan as Jugavatar. And after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was gradually, it's gone down, that conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and polluted by many imitationists. Polluted by many imitationists, and Vaishnav this world, the Bengali section, not happily pronouncing. They are telling Vaishtum, not Vaishnav, like that. Man, very hatefully they are taking the name of Vaishnav. But now what we are seeing, Prabhupada when come in the Western world, that time also he have not got so much response from Indians. And he is searching from the Indians group. Yeah, from there he will get much support. I heard about Sripad Sarup Damodar Maharaj. When Prabhupada introducing Sarup Damodar Maharaj to Guru Maharaj or someone devotee, Guru Maharaj was very happy to hear that. And Srila Swami Maharaj's face we have seen, he was so happy. He is holding an Indian body, where he born from that country, the learned section, they are not coming forward to him. But other world, the Western world, they are proceeding so happily. That is cause. Another cause is that they have got, Western world have got association of that type of great Vaishnav, as Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And they have no offense to Harinam Sankirtan. And for that, they thousand of thousand come forward to take mercy of Nitai Chaitanya Dev through him. It is truth. I am seated here today, and with you I am happily discussing about Krishna consciousness. But whose mercy it is? No doubt it is Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur's mission. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur alone started his preaching, and he ousted the pollution of Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, cleans of,
yes,
purified the Mahaprabhu Sampradaya and preached pure Krishna consciousness, what's called Shuddha Bhakti, pure unalloyed devotion to Krishna. And that was his intention and preaching attitude. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he also within few years established 64 centers in India. And later he tried to give Krishna consciousness the Western world. And he sent his disciple to London, Germany, and France, etc. But they was not so successful. And that time Prabhupada have not seen this preaching movement, but he always behind this preaching movement. And he enlightened Srila Swami Maharaj. No one taken charge actually to preach properly Krishna consciousness in this Western world. Then when Srila Swami Maharaj can come forward, all the mercy of Mahaprabhu, all the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, power of Nityananda Prabhu, everything he have got alone, and try to enter into the Western egoist world. And actually I am telling, he blasted the egoist world of this West and make a tunnel for us, and through that tunnel we can enter into this country after country. And we must confess it. In Christianity we heard that before dying a real Christian, he will confess to the priest, in front of priest, if he will do what he have done in his life. That's what called confessment.
Confession.
That if no one will confess that, he is an offender. We must say it. Yeah, we are eating the remnants of Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And if we not say it, then we are kritagna.
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful and offender. Then we must first glorify Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and his this centennial
this
meeting,
centennial celebration,
this centennial celebration with you all. At least I shall confess it. And I have seen the Vaishnava world always glorifying the Vaishnavas. Even in the time of Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, if two devotees
have
difference of opinion, Prabhupada calling them and telling, you glorify him,
and
and he will glorify you in the public meeting. Devotees meeting, calling Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur them and telling this. That is, Mahaprabhu's teachings is like that. Mahaprabhu's teachings giving us the proper spiritual spirit of life. Teachings is this, jetrinadapi suniceno tororibo sahishnuna amanina manodena kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you must be qualified with these three qualifications. Be humble, be tolerant, and give honor to others. What difficulty? Everybody will be happy with you. No one disturb your practicing life. And if you need any help from others, they also will help to you. That is the very simple preaching. Guru mone murkho dekhi korilo shasan. Tumi murkho tomar nahi vedanta adhikar. Krishna naam japo sadai mantra sar. When Prakasananda Saraswati told to Sriman Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev, why you are not reading Vedanta Darshan, you are a sannyasi, it is your duty. And Mahaprabhu said to Prakasananda Saraswati, my Guru Dev told me, you are unqualified. You cannot read and you cannot hear Vedanta Darshan. And what necessary in this age of Kali Yuga, here Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Rannata. Then you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Without offense, if you will chant it, you will get prominent and very good result through that. And I am chanting by order of my Guru Maharaj, and I am getting that good feelings. I am feeling presence of Krishna within me, and I am feeling many things about Krishna, and through that I am dancing, I am chanting, I am crying, I am roaring, many things happening to me. Then I am thinking I become mad, no doubt. Then I went to Gurudev and asked to Gurudev, oh Gurudev, what mantra you have you given to me? Kiva mantra dila gosai, kiva tare bol, jopite jopite mantra korilo pagol. What mantra you given me? I do not know how much powerful is this mantra. When I am taking this mantra, I am becoming a madman. Then Guru said to me, this is the result of this mantra. All the mundanity, mundane activity will stop if you will take this mantra. And you become full of transcendental knowledge, and you will get full ecstasy in the name of Sri Krishna. This way Guru expressed me, I am doing that. It is, I am not willingly doing, but by order of Gurudeva, I am chanting Mahamantra, I am getting this result. Mahaprabhu's teachings is very simple. Mahaprabhu was shown, actually, he was very great scholar, pandit. And when he was 16 years old, that time he defeated a great scholar named Keshav Kashmiri Digvijay Pandit. You heard this, you read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But his process was very nice process. Always humility, tolerant. He defeated that Digvijay Pandit. But he is seated with his devotee, with his students, and Digvijay come, no one facing Digvijay for debating.
No one could face him.
No one pandit of Navadvip, they are facing to Digvijay for debating, and Digvijay thinking no one coming to me. In the meantime, he has seen in the Ganges, bank of Ganges, they had seated Nimai Pandit with hundreds of students. And from far, when he has seen, Digvijay think, this may be Nimai Pandit, that is his name I heard, he is a great scholar. This may be Nimai Pandit. And he went to meet with Nimai Pandit. And Nimai Pandit took him, given high asan, and praised him, you are the Varputra of Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati. You are here, I am very fortunate. When you are here, please pray about Mother Ganges something, we want to hear that. Then Digvijay was very happy with the behavior of Nimai Pandit, and he composed 100 of slokas and praised Mother Ganges. Then all the student was stunned to hear that. Then folded hand, Nimai Pandit asked, oh, we are not so qualified. Please explain one sloka and we will hear that, and all the student also will be happy. And Digvijay think, as thunder storm I pronounce the slokas, and what sloka I shall tell, I shall explain. For testing, he asked to Nimai Pandit, can you remember any one sloka? That is, he composed it. It was not in the scriptures. Then Nimai Pandit said, Mahattam Gangaya Satatamidama Bhati Nitarang. This sloka Nimai Pandit told. And Digvijay was stunned. This boy, which way memorized within a second, I compose and pronounce it like thunder. And which way he memorized, he remembered it. And he asks the Nimai Pandit, which way you remember this sloka? Memorize it. Then Nimai Pandit said, you are Saraswati Varputra.
You are born by the boon of Saraswati. You have been given the boon of Saraswati.
Saraswati given the boon to you, and through that you are great scholar Pandit. And someone maybe by the grace of Saraswati can memorize this way. Anyhow, then Digvijay Pandit, he told, he explained that sloka, and hearing that, Mahaprabhu said, it is very nice, very good, but anything inside there wrong, or how much it is ornamental, please tell to us. And Digvijay was a little disturbed. I compose slokas, and there is not possible wrong anyway. And this boy telling anything wrong inside there, and how many alankars and others, ornament inside, you tell. Then Digvijay proudly told, nothing wrong is inside there. And why you are telling like this? Mahaprabhu said, oh, Bhavabhuti, Vedavyas, all the big scholar, their sloka also sometimes they are making wrong. Now what difficulty for that? Here anything wrong you can tell us. Or how many good things inside of the sloka, you please tell us. Then Digvijay was very much disturbed. He told, nothing inside wrong. Can you show anything? Then Mahaprabhu said, if you not will angry with me, I can tell something. Digvijay is very surprised and he told, what wrong inside? Well, not only wrong, here is good also many things. Then Mahaprabhu explained. Then Mahaprabhu shown five kind of mischief inside there. And also much glorification of that sloka. And Digvijay wants to debate with Mahaprabhu and cannot do that.
The education, proper education, is it? This boy, not only thing he told to Mahaprabhu, you which way will understand how much ornament in this sloka. And Mahaprabhu said, I not read it, but I heard it. The ornamental
analysis.
I heard many from the panditas. And then Mahaprabhu when explained Digvijay very sweetly and without pain he defeated by Mahaprabhu. And the students, this story I am telling for this, the humility, how much nourishment can give to us. Then student, little smiling, somebody trying to little criticize the Digvijay, Mahaprabhu heavily chastised them and told not to do this. Then he folded hand, told to Digvijay, today maybe not your mind steady, tomorrow we shall meet and tomorrow we shall discuss about this matter. You don't mind my students, all is not very good. Anyhow, I am thinking today you are not feeling well, that is you cannot talk much with me. He not told not give it. You cannot talk much with me, that tomorrow we shall talk again. This way Mahaprabhu defeated the Digvijay. At night, Digvijay prayed to Mother Saraswati, and Saraswati told, in respect of my husband, he is Narayan. I cannot debate with him, and for that, you defeated by him. But you don't think you defeated by any one person, but he is Lord Himself. Then you have no shyness. If you need your life's satisfactory result, you must go to Nimai Pandit and take shelter into the lotus feet of Nimai Pandit. You will be supremely benefited. Then early in the morning, 4 o'clock, he went to Nimai Pandit's house, the Digvijay alone. And Nimai Pandit opened the door and have seen Digvijay. Oh, Digvijay, you are here. Please come. Oh, Prabhu, you don't
cheat me. I understand through my goddess Saraswati, you are Narayan. Then you don't cheat me. See, told me for taking shelter to your lotus feet, and I am taking shelter to your lotus feet. Then Mahaprabhu giving his mercy to him and giving this advice to Digvijayi, je Digvijay koribo vidyar karjo nahi, ishwar bhajile sei vidya satya kahe, mon diya bujho deho chhariya cholile, dhan ba paurush kichu sang nahi chole, etike mohanto sab sarbopori hari করেন ঈশ্বর সেবা দৃঢ় চিত্ত করি, এতে ছাড়িয়া বিপ্র সকল জঞ্জাল, শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চরণ গিয়া ভজ সকাল। সেই সে বিদ্যার ফল জানিহ নিশ্চয়, কৃষ্ণ পাদ পদ্মে যাতে চিত্ত বৃত্ত রয়। মহা উপদেশ এই কহিলু তোমারে, সবে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি সত্য অনন্ত সংসারে। মহাপ্রভু গিভেন অ্যাডভাইস টু দিগ্বিজয়ী যে ইউ হ্যাভ গট গুড রেজাল্ট, ইউ কাম টু মি বাই দি গ্রেস অফ গডেস সরস্বতী, তাই দিস ইজ মাই অ্যাডভাইস টু ইউ। হোয়াট ইউ আর ডুইং দিস ইজ নট রেজাল্ট অফ আওয়ার হিউম্যান লাইফ, উই ডু নট নো হাউ লং উই উইল স্টে ইন দিস মন্ডেন, today that very moment in my hand, but tomorrow what will be for me, what waiting for me, I do not know. You forget your past and you proceed to your bright future, and what is that? With your all, everything, you surrender to Krishna and chant the glories of Krishna, take the name of Krishna, and this is the sei se vidyar phal janiho nischoy, Krishna pad padme jate chitta vitto roy. That is the real result of education, and we must worship Krishna. We hear about Krishna, we talk about Krishna, we chant about Krishna, we serve about Krishna. This is the result of the education, proper education,
real,
is it?
Real knowledge.
Real knowledge. Then you have got that opportunity. যে মহা উপদেশ এই কহিলু তোমার, এই সবে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি সত্য অনন্ত সংসারে, ইন দিস মন্ডেন ওয়ার্ল্ড নাথিং ট্রুথ, অল ইজ ইলিউশন, বাট ট্রুথ ইজ দিস, যে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি, দি ডিভোশন টু দি কৃষ্ণ। হোয়ার উই আর লিভিং নাও, উই আর লিভিং প্লেন অফ এক্সপ্লয়টেশন, উইদাউট এক্সপ্লয়টেশন we cannot live. Ahastani sahastanam, apadani chatuspadam, laghuni tatra mahatam, jivo jivasya jivanam. If we want to fill up somewhere, we must dig somewhere. Take some earth from there and fill other places. Then without cheating, exploiting to others, we cannot live in this mundane plane of exploitation. But our life's goal is that when we have got the human life, only we can fulfill our life's goal within this life if we will chant the holy name of Lord Krishna and serve to Krishna. Holy name means it is transcendental vibration form of Lord Krishna. When it is transcendental, transcendentals have this type of character and nature. He can reveal anyone, place and everybody's heart. And when without offense we will try to chant the holy name of Krishna, when we will try to serve the Krishna, we must get super benefit of our life and all the good qualities of Krishna always will give their glance to our life. What we want in this mundane world, everything we will get if we will try to serve Sri Krishna. We need charm, we need beauty, we need harmony, love, everything extremely existing within that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Nowhere this type of quality and qualification we will see, except Krishna. Krishna Himself given Him in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you will see Krishna Himself telling, I am the Lord. Nowhere you will hear like this. Ahangi sarvajagyanang bhukta cha prabhurevacha manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyajimang namaskuru sarvadharman parityajya mahamekang saranu. Many varieties of sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, varieties of sloka in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Himself given His identification, I am the Lord. And everything you will see within Krishna very beautifully, and all is merciful to the conditioned souls and liberated soul, everything. Krishna Loka's character like that, the abode of Krishna character like this. Yesriya Kanta Kanta Paramapurusa Kalpatarabhu Druma Bhumis Chinta Maniganamai Toyamamirtang Kathaganang Natang Gamanama Pibangse Priyasaki. And others also, Chinta Mani Prakana Sarma Sukalpa Vriksa Laksa Vrdi Susuravi Ravi Balayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sebvamanang Govinda Madhi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. You know that sloka, all the sloka, I think so. I learned from you, actually. Anyhow, that the abode of Sri Krishna, it is, we cannot conceive how much beautiful, how much ecstasy, how much love, everything playing with this sweet absolute in that abode of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Jatra, when I heard, I was stunned. Ye sajatra khirabdhi surabhi bhascha sumahan nimeshad dhakho ma brijate nahi yatra api samaya. Time is waiting for the service, everything waiting for the service to Krishna. They say, abode of Sri Krishna, how much beautiful it is glorified in Brahma Sangita and Dhyan of Krishna, Brahma Stava of Krishna and other, everywhere you will see the glorification of Krishna. It is completely different from other god or demigods. Even Krishna's incarnation as Sri Ramachandra, non-different form with Krishna, only different with some relationship with their devotee. And four exceptional quality existing within Krishna. Rupa Goswami Prabhu in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu given that description, Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkaro Leela Kallola Bharati Atulla Madhura Prema Mandita Priyamandala Trijagat Manasakar Simura Leekal Kujita Asaman Ortha Rupa Sri Bhishma Pita Charachara. This is four extreme good qualities existing, exceptional good quality existing within Krishna character. And Krishna, He Himself wants to embrace Him in front of the mirror. That type of beautifulness, that type of love, charm in the form of Sri Krishna. Everybody knows it. যে কৃষ্ণ লাইক দ্যাট, কৃষ্ণ দিস ওয়ার্ড ইট ইজ মানে আকর্ষণ করে, অ্যাট্রাকশন উইথ দিস টু অ্যালফাবেট, নো টু সিলেবলস দেয়ার সো মাচ অ্যাট্রাকশন উইল ফিল দি ডিভোটি অফ কৃষ্ণ. ওয়ান পোয়েট্রি অফ চণ্ডীদাস, যে কেবা শুনাইল শ্যামনা কানের ভিতর দিয়া মরমে পশিল গু আকুল করিল মম পান, না জানি কত কো মধু শ্যাম নামে আছে গো পরাণ ছাড়িতে নাহি পারে, যেখানে বসতি তার নয়নে হেরিয়া গো কেমন ধৈর্য ধৈর্য ধরি কি তারে এরকম, হ্যাঁ নাম পরতাপে যার ওই ছন করিল গো অঙ্গের পরশে কি বা হয়, হ্যান হিয়ারিং দি কৃষ্ণ নাম ফ্রম দি পারফেক্ট সোর্স হোয়াট ফিলিংস কামিং টু দি ক্লিন সুপার ক্লিন ডিভোট ইজ হার্ট ইট ইজ the expression within this poetry, yeah? It is when entering through ear, immediate entering into the heart and showing there his own glories and beauty, effulgence, everything, and how much sweetness, how much ecstasy existing within these two syllables, we cannot conceive it. This type of character of Sri Krishna, and is when Krishna himself wants to give his own self, then he can give any one. Je vai bhagavata prakta upaya jhatmalabdhaye anya punsang avidusang vidhir bhagavata anitan. Srimad Bhagavat, that this sloka in Navajogendra Sangbad, what is the Krishna consciousness? Bhagavan, Lord Krishna, when himself telling, I like to eat rasgulla or singara, samosa or rasgulla like that, then when he himself will tell it and we shall supply that to Krishna, Krishna must will be happy. And Krishna telling himself, this is the process to satisfy me. Jevai Bhagavata Prakta. Bhagavan Krishna, what told himself, this is satisfying me supremely. You follow this process. And that is the chanting the holy name of Krishna, himself given it. Then what question about that? You will see all the religion, every heart, this conception light also existing. In Muslimism, they are also taking their holy name of their Lord, Allah. They are telling Allah and taking name of Lord. In Christianism, they are also taking name of their Lord. Buddhism, they are also taking their name of Lord. That they feel it, the power flowing through the wave. And Krishna name, it is supremely transcendental form, vibration of Krishna. Then, when without offense we will take that name, we will get everything what we need, everything within Krishna conception, then by the mercy of Krishna, satisfaction of Krishna, by the grace of Krishna, we must get it. The Krishna, he himself told, this way you will get my mercy. Then no question for chanting the holy name without offense. And other things, with the association of the devotee of Krishna, this will 10 times more, maybe 100 times more good result we will get. Always devotees serving Krishna, 24 hours they are serving Krishna. That is their nature. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Shakram, Atmuni, Vedanam, this Navada Bhakti, description given in Ambarish Charitra, Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu said, Tar Madhya Sarvasrishta Nam Sankirtan. Best of the process, devotional process, two is highest. That is hearing the glories and chanting the glories and chanting the holy name. But all you will do with the association of the sadhus. Then illusory environment cannot attack anyway to you. First you cannot chant without offense. And that opportunity you will get through the association of the sadhus. Sadhu means not saffron cloth only. They are also sadhu and grihastha, brahmachari, vanaprasthi. Everybody have that good quality if he is a devotee of Krishna. Actual sadhu is that Krishna bhakta niskam atoev shanta bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakaliya shanta. Who is 24 hours serving Krishna without his own self-interest. He is the real devotee. But he also serving under guidance of his guru. And he is the real devotee. And he is real sadhu. He can stay anywhere, everywhere. His association always will give you good nourishment for your spiritual life. And this is the advice of Srimad Bhagavat, this is the advice of Srimad Mahaprabhu, and this is the advice of all the scriptures. Lastly, Srimad Bhagavat said, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranama Dukkha Samanam Tang Namami Hari Priyam. Nama Sankirtan, when we are doing the fire sacrifices, many fires, many times, we are doing that, we have seen it also. And after fire sacrifice, one mantra we are pronouncing. That mantra is that Jada Sangha Kriya Karma Janata Bhappa Janata Purnam Bhavatu Tat Sadmang Sri Hare Nama Kirtanat. What I have done, this fire sacrifice work, maybe there is something fault happened, unqualified I am, cannot properly done, and in this age of Kali Yuga, to do fire sacrifice properly is impossible, almost, almost impossible. Then what is fault happened here? Through the Nam Sankirtan, it will fulfill through Nam Sankirtan of our Lord. Then we are taking Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And all the our fire sacrifice getting full success. This is the process. Procedure in this age of Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan. Every yugas have some quality and qualification and Mahamantra. Satya Yuga's Mahamantra Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramukti, Narayana Paragati. Tritha Yuga's Mahamantra Rama Narayana Ananta Mukunda Madhusudana, Krishna Keshava Kansare Hare Vaikuntha Vamana. Dapar Yuga Mahamantra Hare Murare Madhukaita Bhare, Gopala Govinda Mukunda Saure, Jagdish Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirasrayang Mang Jagadisha Rakha. And Kali Yuga Mahamantra is this, and only the best Mahamantra, all mantram the best. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Mahamantra, only mood of prayer, if we will chant, it immediate will enter into our heart, give full nourishment of our spiritual life, and we will get everything what we need for our kullal mangal, supreme benefit, what we need, that we will get through this. And that Maha Mantra enters with the grace of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in this Western world. How much he is merciful and how much he was powerful, it is not necessary to tell others. Now it is my experience, by his mercy, whole world chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. While I am going, there I am hearing from the general people, "Are you Hare Krishna? Are you Hare Krishna people?" I surprised. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, within 50 years, the Western world will come to the East and they will chant the Eastern devotee, with the Eastern devotee, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra glories of Mahaprabhu. That 50 years, within my lifetime I can see, it was inconceivable. But I am so fortunate that I am seeing that, and I am feeling more fortunate that I have got a little part of that movement of Krishna consciousness by the grace of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My Guru Maharaj was very affectionate and he given full honor to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And when any difficulty come, Guru Maharaj come forward to give support to Srila Prabhupada. I have few letters Prabhupada given to me, and all letters nonsense, do not care at that time. If I keep it, that was very good, but mercifully ISKCON society, Prabhupada's own society, what he created. From there, my one letter suddenly sent some devotee to me. They published your letter, you see, Prabhupada given to you, and I have got full nourishment to see that. Also more enthusiasm I have got through his letters, and few letters with me, but that is not actually identification of Srila Prabhupada and my relationship. Now I have got good relationship with my spiritual life, that is his mercy behind me, still it is pushing me to forward more and more my spiritual life and goal of my life. Guru Maharaj, I do not want to take this position, that is, I know what is the position of Guru and what is the position of Acharya. And 30 years I avoided this chair. But Guru Maharaj was always he wants to give me that, his expression. Everybody knows it. Anyhow, and when I was Grihastha form, that time also everybody telling me Govinda Maharaj. And it is miracle, Srila Prabhupada's letters, there he is writing me, "My dear Govinda Maharaj." That time I was Grihastha. No one wants to see me, except Maharaj, do not want to see me. And it is my good fortune, and also grace of the Gurus, it's always pushing his disciple, go forward. In the battlefield, there many can die, But you need victory. You burnt your ships. And now you are landed in Krishna consciousness. You need victory, nothing else. You not will be satisfied with anything. Then you proceed on. This type of energy and enthusiasm coming through the grace of gurus. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, which way he glorified gurus, the Bande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isha Misha Avatar Khan, and translated in Bengali phrase, yes, Sikha Guru Kete Jani Krishna Sarup. Sikha Guru, he is done different from form with Krishna. And Antarjami Bhakta Srishta Ei Dui Rup. Antarjami Rupe Krishna and Bhakta Srishta Rupe in the form of Antarjami as Krishna, he is coming in front of us. And form of devotee, he is coming in front of us. Both are Krishna's manifestation. The Guru, Sakkad Haritena Samasta Shastai. And here mentioned Sikha Guru, Dikha Guru, non-different. You will read Prabhupada's that translation, you will understand very clearly. Then if we say, yes, Om Vishnupad Srila Siddhartha Dev Goswami Maharaj, higher than Prabhupada or Prabhupada higher than Guru Maharaj, that is not appropriate for me. That is, both are my Guru and I learn from them, then I must glorify as same way to their lotus feet. That you are so fortunate and more fortunate I am than you are. That is, I have got your association here in this Western world by the grace of the Srila Prabhupada and my Guru Maharaj. Anyhow, today's function very happily I observe, and I am so much indebted with Sripad Pushta Krishna Prabhu and his good wife and others, and indebted with you all. That is, you have given opportunity to me to glorify the Guru Gauranga in this assembly. And here is so qualified devotees are present, especially Sripad Damodar Maharaj, Sarup Damodar Maharaj. He is my good well-wisher, forever well-wisher, I can say. He is helping me so much to give his grace. And also here present Sripad Tripurari Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj, he always helping me. I am very unqualified, do not know English. I am a village boy. But by the grace of Guru Maharaj, I am now in front of you as in examination hall. Anyhow, Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, he is helping me so much in Sokel. By his grace, we are proceeding very nicely. And many others, devotees here, whom I tell the names, all the devotees, and children also. Children is very nice. They are all giving me good nourishment. And I am too much indebted. That is, I have no capacity, no qualification, nothing. But by the grace of Gurus, name of Gurus, they are giving me that type of affection and their mercy. It is inconceivable. But all the wealth for the Narayan, all the omens, affection for the Krishna, and all the fame for the gurus, this we learn from the scriptures, then today what I have got, everything I am offering to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and my Guru Maharaj and to the Vaishnavas. Pancha Galvadrubhas Chakravad Hindu Bhai Vacha Vedanam Sadhu Vishnava Guru Namo.
Jai Iskan Yatra Ki! Jai Gaudiya Vaishnava Society Ki! Jai Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Seva Shan Ki! Jai all the branches of Mahaprabhu Tree of Divine Service Ki! Gaudiya Premananda Hari! Before we have kirtan, I want to take this opportunity first of all to thank from my heart. Program cannot take place without you, the people who have come from so far to be here. For Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Hari Vilas Prabhu, our GBC representative from ISKCON, Sripad Triparari Maharaj, and also I want to very much take this opportunity to thank my good friend, Adi Keshava Prabhu, who with me for the last 2 years has been planning a program as it has manifested today. My good wife, Dara Ramaditi, all of you, the devotees who have helped to make this program today, I thank you from my heart. I hope this offering will be to your satisfaction. You please will take books from the different temples that have come today. Reciprocate with them for all the hard work that they do day after day, year after year, to help preach Krishna consciousness and to give us the association that we need to keep on the straight and narrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki! If Govinda Maharaj will grace us with Harinam Sankirtan, my heart will be very satisfied.
Jaya Jasamati Nandana Braja Varana Gara Jasamati Jasamati Nandana Braja Varana Gara Jasamati Gokula Ranjana Kana Jaya Gopi Parana Dhana Madana Manohara Gopi Parana Kaliya Damana Vidhana Jaya Jasomati Nandana Braja Varana Agara Jasomati Nandana Gokula Ranjana Kana Jaya Yamala Harinama Miya Vilasa Yamala Adipina Purandara Navina Nagara Vara Purandara Abang Shiva Dara Subhasa Jaya Bipina Purandara Bipina Purandara Bipina Purandara Bipina Purandara Bipina Purandara Bipina Purandara Bongsi Badana Subhasa Jaya Jasamati Nandana Prajavara Nagara Jasamati Nandana Gokula Ranjana Kana Jaya Braja Jana Pala Naya Surkula Nathana Nanda Gurhana Rakho Vala Jaya Govinda Madhava Navarita Taskara Govinda Madhava Sundara Nanda Gopala Jaya Govinda Madhava Navarita Taskara Govinda Madhava Sundara Nanda Gopala Jaya Yashomati Nandana Vrajavara Nagara Yashomati Nandana Gokula Ranjana Kana Jaya Jamuna Tatasara Gopi Vasana Haro Jamuna Tatasara Gopi Vasana Haro Rādhara Thika Kripa Bhāya Jaya Thīrādhā Vallabha Vrindāvana Natavara Thīrādhā Vallabha Thīrādhā Vallabha Vrindāvana Natavara Bhakati Vinodaya Shraya Jaya Sri Radha Vallabha Vrindavana Natavara Sri Radha Vallabha Bhakati Vinodaya Shraya Jaya Yashomati Nandana Vrajavara Nagara Yashomati Nandana Gokula Ranjana Kana Jaya Gopi Parana Dhana Madana Manohara Gopi Parana Dhana Kali Adamana Vidhana Mala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Mala Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hidai Bhagura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Ya Ayung Vishwanath Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Rakshak Siddhartha Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ya Ayung Vishwanath Paramahansa Pariparajak Acharya Bhartya Chotushata Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ya Ayung Vishwanath Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Sarasvati Goswami Thakur Ki Jai. Ya Ananda Kari Vaishnavendra Ki Jai. Samadhara Sriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Rupanuga Guru Varga ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai.